I will ban him now.
Forgive me. I will not do it again. No,
no. People, stop.
No, Chair, we are tired of thieves.
What has he stolen?
He has stolen my phone. We caught him with it.
Okay. But let us not take the law in our hands. People, these matters must be handled by the police and the courts of law.
Chairman, help me.
We should ban him and teach other thieves a lesson.
No, that's not right. We must observe the law. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty by the courts of law. No one has the right to kill another person, even when they are suspected of committing a crime. Defense, call the police.
I have already called them, Chair. They're on their way.
In a country based on a democratic system like Uganda, no one is allowed to take the law in their own hands. No one is above the law. This is Musajja wa Abwino. Welcome to Understand Democracy. I hope you're all doing well. Today we are talking about the rule of law. When we talk about the rule of law in a democratic society, this is what we mean. The law is interpreted and executed only by the responsible state institutions and not by unsanctioned individuals or groups. All people are equal before the law. Most importantly, the application of the law must follow the principle of due process, which protects the individual against arbitrary laws or unreasonable application of the law. Then, the law must be fair and impartial, irrespective of ethnicity, race, gender, age, social status, and religion. Uganda has a constitution which contains the laws and rules that we all must obey, including the leaders. Now listen to the cornerstone of the rule of law.
Order! Order in the court! Let's hear from the accuser.
Your Honor, on 10th July, Moses entered my house and stole my smartphone, which was charging. He committed the crime around 2 p.m., Your Honor, we caught him with the phone when he was running away. There are witnesses.
Let's hear from the witness.
Your Honor, I am Rogers' neighbor. I saw Moses leaving Rogers' house with my own eyes. Then I shouted, Omubi, Omubi! People came. We chased him and found him with the phone.
Let's hear from the defendant. What do you say about these allegations against you, Moses?
Your Honor, I beg for forgiveness. I will not do it again.
He's lying. This is not the first time. He stole Paul's chicken some time back.
Your Honor, that man is a real thief.
Order. Order in the court. Since you have not denied the allegations against you, Moses, and there is concrete evidence that you indeed stole the phone, this court hereby sentences you to 1 year in prison.
That's one of the most important components of the rule of law and democracy. Everyone has the right to a fair hearing. Anyone accused of committing a crime is presumed innocent until proved guilty. People charged with crimes should not be held in prison for protracted periods before being tried. Authorities are required to grant bail or conditional release to accused persons pending trial if there's little likelihood that the suspect will flee or commit other crimes. The police or any other agent of government may not use torture, physical or psychological abuse against suspects. Finally, no one's home can be searched by the police without a court order showing that there's cause for such a search. Let's stop here today. But remember, on Understand Democracy, Musajja wa Abwino, I help you understand democracy process by process. Just do one thing, sigala kumukutu. This information is brought to you by Ministry of Information, Communications, Technology and National Guidance, GAIN Uganda and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. Before I go, let me leave you with something to think about. Why do you think it's important for people to be guided by rules that everyone follows? Why is it important for Uganda to have a constitution? Do you think the existing laws are always respected by political leaders and authorities? Can you think of scenarios in which the rule of law is being disrespected? See you next time on Understand Democracy with me, Musajja wa Abwino.